on December 15th, there was a drug bust of 9 members of the La Familia Mexican drug cartel here in Washington, D.C. So what law enforcement has known for a long time is that the spillover is not confined to the border. It's coming north. There are problems in cities all across the United States. And Washington, D.C. had for a long time been sort of immune. I think the cartels didn't want to mess around with the nation's capital. But apparently there was a cell of La Familia in North Carolina who wanted to open a branch office here in the D.C., and they got busted there. The idea was to make and distribute crystal meth, as I understand it. And La Familia is one of the craziest, strangest Mexican drug cartels. It comes from the Mexican state of Michoacan, and it's almost a cult. Their leader, who is Nazario Moreno Gonzalez, was known as El Mas Loco, the craziest one, wrote his own Bible and made his followers learn it. And they're a very violent gang. They're cult-like in their beliefs. They believe that their murder and torture of opponents is divine justice, which is what they call it. By the way, they prohibit their members from using drugs, but they're especially into crystal meth and distributing that. And obviously, they are not only coming north, they're already here in the United States, and authorities are trying to stop them.
Sounds like they almost have their own kind of jihad going on.
It's like a crusade. What happened was it started as a sort of a peasant organization and a movement for social justice, and they were vigilantes in this rural state. And just like the mafia, like the Sicilian mafia, it went from a self-help and defense organization into something much more violent, much more deadly, and much more dangerous. In fact, in 2009, there was a major operation called Project Coronado across the United States to try and break the back of this organization in the United States. But obviously, there's still cells coming north. There's still efforts to distribute crystal meth and build laboratories. And it's an ongoing fight. It's one reason why these Mexican drug cartels are really stand at the confluence of anti-narcotics efforts and homeland security, because they are making their way into the United States. You know, we talk about jihadist cells. Well, we have these cartel cells, and they're becoming more prevalent. But clearly, the fact that they would set up a cell and they would try to distribute drugs in the Washington, D.C. area brings home the threat that these cartels represent to the United States, as well as Mexico as well.
And of course, the craziest one is the leader you just mentioned, was killed in a shootout a couple of weeks ago.
It wasn't just a shootout. It was like a pitched battle. It was a 2-day gun battle. And what happened was when Mexican authorities tried to arrest him, the other cartel members surrounded the federal authorities and tried to prevent reinforcements from getting in. So it was a 2-day battle, but in the end, he died. However, La Familia is known for trying to get its people out of jail when they're arrested, and they've attacked police stations, they've attacked authorities, they've attacked convoys. It's a very violent and very fanatical group. One is tempted to say more so than the other cartels, but the other cartels are as violent. They just don't have that kind of religious backing that this one does.
Compounding the issue, and our Border Patrol have to be keeping a sharp eye on this, was another Mexican jail was allowed to basically fall apart last week, and a lot of inmates, a lot of drug convicts were allowed to just walk out.
Not only that, you know, there was a massacre in a Mexican town where a party was shot up, and what had emerged, based on the investigation of Los Zetas, who, you know, not only investigated this massacre, then published the results. Apparently, the members of the inmates of a particular gang were in jail. And what happened was at night, the warden had his guards give them their weapons. The guards gave the weapons to the gang members. The gang members took the weapons, committed the massacre, went back to jail, gave them back to the guards, and went back into their cell. It's very porous. And once again, at the border, on December 15th, we had a U.S. Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, killed. It was, again, not quite a pitched battle, but there was an ambush set up by 3 border patrolmen. There were, I believe, 5 guys who were involved, and these were border bandits. They fired back. They killed Terry. They arrested 4 of them, and 1 got away. So, you know, the violence is picking up. It's very worrisome.